Now, the construction giant Carillion is going into liquidation after its huge financial troubles finally overwhelmed it. The UK's second largest construction company buckled under the weight of a whopping £1.5 billion debt pile. Let me speak to business commentator Jamie DeLargy. Jamie, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Jamie, Carillion, I heard of them for the first time last week. How, first of all, remind us of the difficulty Carillion's in and then link it to Northern Ireland, please.
Yeah, Carillion only a year ago was worth something like £2 billion, and it's gone from that to zero basically today. It is, as you've suggested, going into liquidation. Problem with Carillion is it owes something like £900 million to the banks, and they weren't willing to provide it with new funding, which it essentially needed. It was looking for £300 million more. And so what was happening over the weekend was that the government was looking at a request for them to sort of step in and provide support in some way. And there was maybe talk that this company was too big to fail because it was doing so much government work. But in the end, the government just stepped aside and said, sorry, Carillion, you're on your own, mate. It is going into liquidation. So it's very unfortunate. Now, what does that mean for Northern Ireland? Well, across the water, let me say what it means across the water. Across the water, Carillion is massive. It's doing all sorts of work. It works. It handles prison work. It's involved in the new high-speed line, HS2, from London to Manchester. It's doing a vast amount of work across the water. But here, it's much more modest as far as I can see. It does work for the Housing Executive and for Power NI. Now, for the Housing Executive, it's involved in what's called response maintenance. You know, you have a problem, a boiler's leaking. The Housing Executive contact Carillion, somebody comes out and fixes it. It's also doing, and which is connected with this heating and plumbing contract, and does a certain amount of health and safety. Now, what will happen there is the Housing Executive will hand this work over to other contractors, because it doesn't just employ one contractor on this type of work. So this may not be just very easily done, but they've had some experience in this, where a contractor, you know, gets into difficulty. So they will hand that contract work over to another company, which will undertake it. There won't be a huge loss at all to the public purse, because obviously these people get paid on a regular basis. So it's not as a matter of you've handed them over shed loads of money at the beginning of the year. They will get paid for the work they're doing. So you'll just hand the next tranche of money over to another company. Likewise, Power and I has responsibility for a fair chunk of a government program called NICEP, which is an energy efficiency program. It's a Northern Ireland Sustainable Energy Program, which gives its official title. And what they would do is that they would give then, having got control of a certain amount of this program, they will then farm out the work to Carillion. And so what you're talking about insulation work, fixing, putting in new boilers, helping people to save money. So again, what will happen is that Power and I are working furiously to try and ensure that work continues by giving the contracts to another supplier. Now, again, you can't say that there won't be any interruption to the progress of the work, but it shouldn't be drastically affected.
So we shouldn't really see anything as ordinary punters.
Not really, as far as I can work out now. The Housing Executive tenant should get the repair work done, which would have been done by Carillion and may now done by another company. Likewise, if you are waiting to get some cavity wall insulation done, and you may possibly get a bit of a delay, who knows, but I'm sure it will get done in due course. So it again, as you say, not necessarily massive impact here, much more significant across the water, of course, because the government has pledged, and in a sense we're seeing that happening here we're seeing this in a sense through a private sector company, Power and I, but handling a government contract. We're seeing the Housing Executive, a public sector body, enabling the work to continue. But the private sector contract across the water. Now that could be really, that could be very difficult. But Northern Ireland, I think, as far as I can see, and you know, it's an unfolding story. And PwC, the accountancy firm, is now in charge, and it will presumably provide us with an update, and we'll see more clearly the national and the local position and what exactly they're going to do to enable things to continue. But you would imagine it's not just on the scale, but because it seems to be doing much broader stuff across the water than it's doing in Northern Ireland, that's where the difficulties would be largely seen.
But some people are bound to lose their jobs in Northern Ireland.
Well, in some cases, and again, now we're in areas where it's difficult to say, but you could see those Carillion workers maybe being taken on by the contractor, because obviously the contractor has that will now get this work. Say from the housing executive, it will need people to carry out that work, and it may have slack, it may have workers who it can put to those tasks, but it may need to take on the Carillion, and there may be an element of that if you want this contract, you have to take on the Carillion workers under a two-pay thing, but I don't know necessarily how that might work out. In other words, they would transfer into the company that might be taking on the work, but not clear about that at all. There obviously is a level of uncertainty about those people who are carrying out the work in Northern Ireland for the housing executive, for Power and I. There obviously is a degree of uncertainty, but hopefully they would get employment with other companies.
Carillion, in fairness to them, are owed vast amount of money by overseas agencies, groups and countries, aren't they?
Well, they were the source of their problem, and maybe different problems, but nationally now we're talking about the fact is that they had loss-making contracts. Now, you can only put up with that. I presume they weren't the government ones. So that they disclosed that last year, that they were losing cash on key contracts, and of course then that was pushing up the level of debt. So where those contracts were, I'm not entirely sure, but they were in an unsustainable position, and hoping for the bailout and hoping the government would step in. And clearly the government felt, look, we don't want to. You see, the government's had a bad track record. Obviously, it stepped in and tried to. A mixed record is probably a better way of putting it. Stepping in and, you know, taking control or taking a stake in the banks. It's not. I mean, the government is not in the position to run banks or to run construction companies, and it's very. It wouldn't be keen to get involved. And clearly, even though there was a lot of pressure on it because of the government contracts that Carillion was looking after, that it would get involved, but it has just said, sorry, we're not going there. That's not, we don't think this is the best way. And you know, there will be a lot of pain, and there's no doubt about that. But coming back to my main point, I think Northern Ireland has been minimally affected, but there's a lot of uncertainty there for Carillion workers. And I presume there must be maybe several hundred of them. I don't have an exact figure in Northern Ireland, but maybe in and around that number, who will be wondering what's happening and will want reassurance fairly soon from PwC about what exactly their future is.
Okay, Jamie, thank you very much indeed. Business commentator Jamie DeLargy. So if you're depending on your salary via Carillion, a group, as I say, that there wasn't much talk about casually before, everyone in the business world would have been aware of Carillion, but they weren't on the tips of all our tongues, were they? But if you're depending on them for the paying of your mortgage, do let us know. 90 333 105, 0289 033 105. 19 minutes past 9 in the sunshine at the moment, but my goodness me, the weather is going downhill today.